Howdy, folks. I was just reading a news story about a professional women's club. That's kind of silly. All women's clubs are professional. Leastwise, I've never seen an amateur one. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, and I've got some mighty interesting information for you today. A psychiatrist that he seems to have a mighty good understanding of his patients, he claims that pigs are neurotic. You know, that doesn't surprise me in the least. What does a pig have to look forward to? Just nothing but growing up and making a hog out of himself, about all. Lots of people don't like hogs. I don't know why that is. The only reason I can think of is that a hog has to be killed before it can be cured. Now, that little witticism is not original with me. I thought I'd better explain that in self-defense, sort of. There's a fellow down home who was a real successful pig raiser. Mort Smellwin was his name. He built himself a fine home right in the middle of town with plenty of acreage for raising pigs. Made plenty of money, too. But you know, while his business helped him, it didn't do a thing for the community. It's kind of difficult to switch from this subject to Paula Richards. But, of course, I could bring the boys of the Buttram Symphony into the conversation, I guess. Paula and the boys are about to get together on a bright little tune. Then I'll be happy.
First you bring me joy, then bring me sorrow. You're just here today and gone tomorrow. Why can't I have you for my own? Why must I always be alone? I want to go where you go, do what you do, love when you love, then I'll be happy. I want to sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry, smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, and share your little love nest. I want to go where you go, do what you do, love when you love, then I'll be happy. I want to go where you go, do what you do, love when you love, then I'll be happy with you. I want to go, do, love when you love, then I'll be happy.
You know, I don't like to criticize, but seem like to me that the musicians was a little tense in that rendition. Kind of tightened up, you know. Well, just everyday living will do that to you nowadays, seems like. And people ought to relax, you know. A wonderful way and a mighty pleasant tasting way, too, to relax is chew double mint gum. You get some double mint today, you'll find that there's genuine, refreshing relaxation in every stick of double mint that you chew. And I want to say, too, that it costs mighty little. And that seems to be important. Folks everywhere these days seem to be complaining about their take-home pay. I don't understand such an attitude myself. In my case, all my money is take-home. It's taken to the home of the clothing man, to the home of the grocer, the home of the car dealer. I might say my money is taken to some of the finest homes around. You can see I've given this subject some real thought. which accounts for my feeling kind of tired these days. I think I'll just sit back and rest a spell now while these Halloran boys sing a favorite of mine. These bones gonna rise again.
Well, now the good Lord thought he'd make a man.
These bones shall rise again.
Mixed up some water and some sand.
These bones shall rise again.
Thought he'd make a woman, too.
These bones shall rise again.
He didn't know just what to do.
These bones shall rise again. I know it, brother deed. I know it, sister. I know it, brother. These bones shall rise again.
He took a rib from Adam's side.
These bones shall rise again.
Gave it to him for a bride.
These bones shall rise again.
He put them in a garden fair.
These bones shall rise again.
But they must not eat the apple there.
These bones shall rise again. I know it, brother deed. I know it, sister. I know it, brother. These bones shall rise again.
One day when the good Lord happened around,
these bones shall rise again.
He found some peelings on the ground.
These bones shall rise again.
He put an angel at the door.
These bones shall rise again.
So they could not enter there no more.
These bones shall rise again. I know it, brother deed. I know it, sister. I know it. These bones shall rise again.
Oh, that was real nice, wasn't it? I guess life wouldn't be worth living without a little song and a little laugh once in a while, or a little sympathy or a little love. Seems like there's nothing little about little things, though. You know, when you chew double mint gum for a little enjoyment, well, you're apt to get a good deal more than you ever planned for, you know, in the way of helps and comfort. Now, for example, the cool, clean flavor of double mint freshens your taste and helps keep your mouth and throat moist and comfortable. And that can make all the difference between feeling out of sorts and being happy and contented. Yeah, you know, the good you get from a little stick of double mint, it adds up big. You try it and see, will you? Now, here's another piece of sound advice. Stay away from places where you might run into trouble. For example, if you have any little nervous habits, stay away from auction sales. I know a fella, he used to nod his head absent-mindedly when he was thinking. He'd just nod his head. He stopped by an auction just out of curiosity, but he went away from there with two corn planters, a mangy mule, and a wore-out single tree. The auctioneer thought the man was bidding and not nodding, you know. I know another man that wanted to watch an auction. He had real big ears. Well, there was a strong wind that day, and I don't have to tell you the rest. Every time his ears wiggled in the wind, he bought something. Now, I'm a fella that takes his own advice. I passed up an auction just the other day because I had the sniffles. I didn't want to sneeze my way into a second-hand potato picker or something. But auction sales, they always interest me, because you can pick up anything at an auction that you want. But, of course, you can't pick anything up until it's been knocked down, they say. And the things people buy at these auctions. A good auctioneer makes it his business to sell nothing for something to people who came to buy something for nothing. Oh, my, here I am talking when what I really want to do is get around to the Buttram bonus. I suppose you can guess why I'm so anxious to get to the Buttram bonus today. It's Friday, the day when Buttram warbles. You know, there's an old saying that they say every knock is a boost. If that holds true for my singing, I can soon call myself the most boosted singer of 1957. We got a mighty fine number for you today, though. Here we go. We never give the credit where credit's really due. You've heard that many times before. It's really nothing new. The man who works the hardest he never gets the dough. And here's another little thing I'm positive you know.
Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy.
The captain gets the bars, the general gets the stars, the soldiers do the marching, and all they get is sore. Now a baby cries for mama,
mama,
but he never even recognizes dad.
Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work,
and the vest gets all the gravy.
Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy.
The dairy maid's a wow, she does her best somehow, but after all the cheering, you can't forget the cow. Now an onion breaks up friendship, but a billy goat can drive a crowd away.
Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work,
and the vest gets all the gravy.
Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy.
I like to watch TV, it's awful nice to see, but solitaire's a funny game, it must be played alone. Oh, the subway's nice and shady. Have you ever tried to wash a freckle off?
Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work.
Yes, but the vest gets all the gravy.
Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy.
I must be awful green, but I've never seen the tears they cry in pictures. They never wet the screen. They say that horses are brainless, but you never see them betting on a race.
Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy.
That wonderful southern chicken fried thickening
gravy. But the vest gets all the gravy.
Well, that's the buttram bonus for today. You know, we wind up the week with one of my songs so that next Monday you'll have the feeling there's a noticeable improvement in things, right? Well, our time's about up for this week. I'm wondering, though, if I've reminded you enough to get in a good supply of double mint chewing gum for over the weekend, you know? You'll want to chew double mint after every meal because that's a good time to let the healthful chewing help clean your teeth. And then you can't keep a good thing like double mint all to yourself, so there's the rest of the family to figure on, not to mention guests that might drop in. You better buy a lot of double mint today, will you? I'll see you again Monday. To Lynn, this is Pat Buttram reminding you to be cheerful. A tea kettle sings even when it's in hot water right up to its nose. Goodbye now. We'll see you Monday, huh?
This is the CBS Radio Network. Thank you.